begin a short series on conversing with God. Conversing means to exchange thoughts and opinions in spoken words. And today the main word we're going to focus on is exchange. When we pray or converse with God, we should make sure that we listen to Him too, not just talk, not just tell Him what we're thinking and what we're asking Him. Prayer is not just our words to God, but also His words to us. So we need to practice not just verbally speaking to God, but listening for His answers and listening to what He has for us through His Word, through Bible study, through other people, through our pastors, different ways that we can hear from God. I've learned in my lifetime that my conversation with God is a lasting, ongoing conversation. Sometimes I get His answers right away. Then other times, it's a process. In other words, it's a long conversation. As believers in Christ, we have been given a special opportunity. Let's look at Hebrews 4:16 and find what that opportunity is and why it is given to us. So Hebrews 4:16 says, "Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need." The opportunity here is for us to come confidently, boldly before God. Approach God with confidence. God allows us this opportunity to converse with Him. So take advantage of that. Be bold about it. You can talk to God about anything. And why are we given that opportunity to come before God, do you think? I think it's so that we may find grace and receive mercy to help in times of need. And it says it right there in that verse. Because God is where believers find refuge, what are we told to do in Psalm 62:8? Let's turn there. "Trust in Him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us." So what are we told to do in Psalm 62:8? To trust in Him at all times. To pour out our heart to God. Also in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, it says to pray without ceasing. Therefore, this verse backs up what we mentioned earlier about a lasting, ongoing conversation with God. Pray without ceasing. Here's a few little nuggets for us today. We get to experience different types of prayer. God does not bind us or command us to recite the same word-for-word prayer each time we pray. He gives us instruction in His Word on different types of prayer. Let's look at Hebrews 13:15. It says, "Through Him, then let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of lips that acknowledge His name." We get to praise Him. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Can you think of something to praise Him for today? I'm sure we all can, but give that a matter of thought and give Him the praise that He deserves. In Ephesians 5:20, it says, "Giving thanks always and for everything to God, the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." We get to give thanks always. What are you thankful for today? Psalm 38:18 says, "I confess my iniquity. I am sorry for my sin." We get to confess our sin. We are caught up in all of our sin, but have we caught up on our confessions of sin? Have we asked for forgiveness for those sins? Don't wait. It's a free gift. Take advantage of it. Be able to boldly go before the throne of God and confess your sins to Him. 1 Samuel 12:23 says, "Moreover, as for me, far be it from me that I should sin against the Lord by ceasing to pray for you, and I will instruct you in the good and the right way." We get to pray for others. Very important. If we don't pray for others, it's a sin against God. How is your prayer life for others today? James 1:5 says, "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him." We get to ask for help in everything. We get to ask for help from God. Let's admit it, we all need help. God's help is the very, very best. Praise be to God for allowing us to have conversations with Him that never end. He's always here for us. He's always open to hear whatever we need to talk to Him about. He always answers. Maybe not the answer we want or the timing we want it in, but He answers with His perfect will and plan for us in mind. I hope that your talks with God are strengthened by what you've heard today, and that you will intentionally listen for Him, that you will intentionally listen for the answers. May God bless you always and in always. Have a great week, and please join me next week as we talk about the benefits of prayer.